Friend to Friend, The Parable of the Ant Hill and the Cell Phone, from an interview with Elder Joseph W. Sitati of the 70 by Lindsay Stevens. The Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verse 14. Some years ago, I was traveling in the Democratic Republic of the Congo with other church leaders. We had been driving in complete wilderness when we suddenly hit a big bump in the road. Our driver struggled to steady the truck, but it landed on its side. After we pulled ourselves from the wrecked truck, we said a prayer of gratefulness that no one was seriously injured. When we set out on foot to find help, we came to a small village and explained our predicament. The villagers told us that sometimes it was possible to make a call on a cell phone by climbing one of the tall ant hills nearby. We climbed one of the ant hills, but there was no signal. We tried again with the same result. Finally, on the eighth or ninth ant hill, we were able to detect a small signal by raising the cell phone high in the air. We were able to get help. The Savior promised, "Whatsoever things ye shall ask the Father in my name shall be given unto you. Therefore ask, and ye shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 28 through 29. The Holy Ghost is available to us all the time, but we must work to feel His guidance. Often as we seek the Spirit, the Lord allows us to develop our faith by not giving us an answer until we have shown our real intent. Just as I had to go to a higher place to get a cell phone signal, we must place ourselves in the right environment to feel the promptings of the Holy Ghost. When we do what the Lord asks of us, we can gain His help through the Holy Ghost. And a Friend to Friend, The Parable of the Ant Hill and the Cell Phone, from an interview with Elder Joseph W. Sitati of the 70 by Lindsay Stevens.